From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
British government explains its Montserrat advisory. A high turnout in elections in the Dominican Republic and why bananas have been completely unpalatable for one businessman. A casualty of the trade war speaks out. I'm Oren Gordon and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Britain's Department for International Development is blaming the absence of pediatric care on Montserrat for an advisory barring children under 12 from visiting. But a spokeswoman told BBC Caribbean Report the British government will be rectifying that problem within weeks. London faces accusations of double standards by not giving similar consideration to the children of Montserrat, and it's led to the chief volcanologist Simon Young having to shuttle daily between that island and Antigua, where his family lives. I asked Dr. Young how he'd deal with an overnight volcano crisis on Montserrat from nearby Antigua.
Just because I happen not to be on the island overnight doesn't mean that the whole MBO stops working. There are three other overseas scientists and seven local staff members, all of whom are fully briefed on the emergency procedures, so there are plenty enough hands to do all the work that MBO needs to do should a situation arise overnight.
But you are the head of the operation, and ideally they should be able to contact you fairly quickly.